In a striking article on Spain, to which we shall refer again later on, the writer relates a fact of the truth of which he was assured. The day of the proclamation of the Spanish Masonic Republic, all the women appeared absolutely naked at a certain casino in Valencia to celebrate the triumph of revolutionary morality over the traditional Catholic morality. The writer then goes on to speak of the propaganda in favor of incontinence before marriage, etc., and concludes that these things give the impression of diabolical action aiming at the wholesale corruption of the people. In this connection, it is well to recall the weighty words of the present Holy Father, Pope Pius XI, in his wonderful encyclical letter on the Christian education of youth. Quote, "Another very grave danger is that naturalism which nowadays invades the field of education in that most delicate matter of purity of morals. Far too common is the error of those who, with dangerous assurances and under an ugly term, propagate a so-called sex education, falsely imagining they can forearm youth against the danger of sensuality by means purely natural, such as foolhardy initiation and precautionary instruction for all, indiscriminately, even in public, and worse still, by exposing them at an early age to the occasion in order to accustom them, so it is argued, and, as it were, to harden them against such dangers. Such persons grievously err in refusing to recognize the inborn weakness of human nature and the law of which the Apostle speaks, fighting the law of the mind, and also ignoring the experience of facts from which it is clear that, particularly in young people, evil practices are the effect not so much of ignorance of intellect as of weakness of a will exposed to dangerous occasions and unsupported by the means of grace. False also, and harmful to Christian education, is the so-called method of co-education. This, too, by many of its supporters, is founded upon naturalism and the denial of original sin, but by all upon a deplorable confusion of ideas that mistakes a leveling promiscuity and equality for the legitimate association of the sexes. The Creator has ordained and disposed perfect union of the sexes only in matrimony and with varying degrees of contact in the family and in society. Besides, there is not in nature itself which fashions the two quite different in organism, in temperament, in abilities, anything to suggest that there can be or ought to be promiscuity and much less equality in training the two sexes. These, in keeping with the wonderful designs of the Creator, are destined to complement each other in the family and in society, precisely because of their differences, which therefore ought to be maintained and encouraged during their years of formation, with the necessary distinction and corresponding separation according to age and circumstances. These principles, with regard to place and time, must, in accordance with Christian prudence, be applied to all schools, particularly to the most delicate and decisive period of formation, that, namely, of adolescence. And in gymnastic exercises and deportment, special care must be had of Christian modesty in young women and girls, which is so gravely impaired by any kind of exhibition in public. Recalling the terrible words of the Divine Master, "Woe unto the world because of scandals," we must earnestly appeal to your solicitude and your watchfulness, venerable brethren, against these pernicious errors which, to the immense harm of youth, are spreading far and wide among Christian peoples. End of quote. Addressing the Lenten preachers of Rome on February 11, 1929, Pope Pius XI spoke of the shamelessness in dress of so many Catholic women and girls, quote, who proclaim themselves Catholics and who want to be called so, as making our Savior blush, and then continued, "Do you also, beloved ones, try with paternal kindness, patience, and insistence to persuade these poor creatures who are slaves of a fashion unworthy of civilized countries, not to speak of Catholic countries. Many of these poor slaves feel their servitude and are ashamed of it, but they have not the strength to rebel against the tyranny which exploits their shame as the slave trader exploits the blood of his slaves in this new form of white slave traffic. But on the other hand, brand with the fire of your apostolic eloquence those many shameless women who not only do not feel the unbecomingness of their manner of acting, but as it were glory in it and parade it before the world, end of quote. Members of the female sex who feel themselves out of it, unless they wear sleeveless frocks, for example, would do well to ponder over their duty to Christ the King.